Hi, welcome to Two Non-Doctors. I'm Liz Mealy.
I'm Maria Shahada.
We're doing it. We really need a qu I look like shit. And you look so pretty. And it's I literally you came on and instead of being like, oh, she looks so pretty, I was like, God damn it. It's such a girl thing too. Like you remember being younger and like you were gonna go to like a party or just like a get together and you'd be like, are you wearing a skirt? Are you on jeans? Like, what are you doing? Like you would like, because it's like there's nothing that's like the only consistent faux pas that I actually think about, which is like I don't want to show up in ripped jeans if everybody's gonna look nice. And then I don't want to show up looking nice if everybody's gonna show up in ripped jeans. And both of those still to this day stress me out.
It's a nightmare. It's an I know what you mean. I still have a fear of overdressing from like a birthday party I went to in third grade. I wore a dress and pearls,
Yeah, you did.
and they wore leggings, and I'll never forget it.
Yeah, and then you just feel stupid and like it that and there's like moments where I'm like I'm gonna dress up and I don't care and you just feel really good and then you walk in and everybody's wearing jeans and a t-shirt and it takes whatever beauty you felt and confidence you felt and you're just like I want to leave, I hate myself. Who do I think I am? Am I going to a
Yeah.
ball? Am
Now
I
I'm
going to
trying
the
to.
Oscars?
Yeah. 100%. Now I'm trying too hard. Now I'm the dickhead. You know, like in LA, the most important person in the room is always the shittiest dressed person.
Sure, but I like there's it's still calculated. There's still a calculation to that.
Yeah.
Like it's somebody, and that person is just not care. It's like the one like there's more and more I like care less about how society sees me. But the overdress, underdress, I don't know if it's because of like how my dad raised me. I cannot let it go. Like I genuinely was like, lipstick, you're wearing lipstick. It's such a great color too. Like just like mad while complimenting you.
I know. I'm like, you're
Accents your
yelling at me, but I
skin
see the
so
point.
well. I didn't even completely finish my lotion skincare regimen. I was that disoriented. I'm dry and makeupless.
Well, I feel like the one that overcompensated. So if that makes you feel any better, you get to be the cool guy.
Sure. I'm in a ripped t-shirt. You look like you're going to a ball in your bedroom.
Yeah.
I hope you feel pretty next to your
There's just like
bed.
woodland creatures in the background.
Just like a mouse, like knitting, like sewing your dress.
That's my
Gus, get on
sash. That's my
it.
sash. Yeah.
Are you still fit sick? I still have like a residual, like I have this t last 20% of sickness that won't go away.
I don't know. I'm not symptomatic except for I was sick, and then just as I was almost over it, I did 8 shows in 3 days. And
Oh, okay. That's a lot, even when you're healthy.
right. And then I couldn't the other day, I couldn't stay awake past 9 p.m. Like I was trying because it was Johnny and I, we have these like days of fun where we don't plan anything else and we just like the day is for us. But it was like 8:47 and I was like, I'm out. Like I couldn't stay awake. And we were watching I think you'll love this show. It's called Chicken Nugget.
Yeah, I'm already loving this title.
It's a Korean show and it's like based off of a cartoon, but it's like live action now. And so basically a girl goes into this machine and she turns into a chicken nugget. And so her dad and this other guy who's in love with her is trying to get her back. And
Everything about this is perfect.
it's so you and it's so good. But I don't know if it was because it was in Korean, but I was fading fast and I couldn't like I mean like I was like prying my eyes open like it was Clockwork Orange, but I was like maybe if we watch something a little more just upbeat or English, you know, like so I'm not
Yeah,
trying so hard to concentrate. I don't know. And it didn't work. I was like, look, it's 9 p.m. I have to go to bed. I can't ignore this. I'm not going to pump myself full of caffeine. I just got to go to bed. And I do think I was just tired from being sick, but I'm not like coughing.
I had almost like a similar night Monday because there was an issue with my trailer and I went over to Evans and I'm just like angry, like level 10 angry. Because everything was done last minute, even though we had 2.5 weeks, and I kept checking in to be like, hey, don't want to do it last minute in case there's an issue.
Wait, what was
Just
done last minute? Your trailer?
My trailer.
Okay.
And it wasn't because Evan cut the trailer, but his editing system is different from the people that shot it. And so they he basically had to give his edit to them to almost redo it.
Oh,
I don't know.
Weird.
I don't understand it. I don't get it. But I kept being like, hey, we have 2.5 weeks. There's no rush. I know you're busy. I know I pay you the least. Sorry about that. Could we not do it last minute? And then, of course, I get it Monday afternoon. There's an issue. He changes it again. And I get it like Monday at 7. And then there's an issue when I go to put the subtitles on it. And I am like, I cannot. Like, this is. And so, you know, Evan's like, well, maybe they can. I was like, there's no maybe. It's but like this. The time to have fixed this was days ago, weeks ago.
Yeah.
Years ago. Like, yeah. I'm just yeah. so like, and that's the kind of stuff like I'm like, I don't think I'm learning anything about myself because I know just how ridiculous I am. But that's the kind of stuff where I'm just like, I predicted this because this is life. This is technology. Something always goes wrong. This is like I was trying to be ahead of it. Hence why I kept checking in, and then everybody leaves it to the last minute. And then, so he fixed it. He fixed everything. But like, we spent the whole night, our night of doing a bonding, him fixing my thing. So by the time we were done, he's like, you want to watch something? I was like, sure. And I was like, gah. He's like, did you see any of it? I was like, none of it. I was just so tired from just being like an angry elf, like just like whole, like trying not to punch people on the subway or yell at any, but I feel like that's where most of my exhaustion is like protecting the world, but
yeah.
like not from evil, just from like the evil inside me. Like,
yeah, I get that as a misophone. I get that.
Yeah. I've saved everyone today.
Yeah, y'all are lucky that noise canceling headphones exist.
No.
No, I get that. It's also really frustrating when like your timeline, like you can see the timeline so clearly and you're like, I need this amount of time. That's like with my landlord when we were looking for a new housemate and we found someone, but it was like he took weeks to start the process. It's like, dude, if anything goes wrong with this person, if there's something up with his background, if whatever, like we're not gonna have any time to find someone new. And this is who we're living with. So stop thinking this is just about you and your money, because if something goes wrong, we're fucked. Like, it pissed me off.
Dude, and that's the kind of stuff where you're like, I'm not 18. Like, everything that can go wrong has gone wrong. So now we add that in. We add in gone wrong time. Like, I added it into the fold. Like, I was like, hey, we should at least have a couple of days for the world to explode. You know what I mean? So let's... And then everybody's like, it's fine. It's like the subway. Like, I always give myself like 20 minutes of, you know, somebody dies on the train to all of a sudden the train like is like, we're going to Oklahoma. Like, you know, like everything that can go wrong with the subway. So that A, I hate feeling rushed. B, I hate anything that makes me feel like irresponsible. But C, I can then go, hey, the train stopped for no reason for 10 minutes. I should be okay, but I'm giving you a heads up. And I can't tell you how many bookers are like, thank you. Like, most people saunter in 5 minutes after their spot time. Like, you're welcome.
See, like, I do that too, but I feel like it just stresses them out. They're like, sorry, are we rebooking you? It's like, no, I'll probably be there. Just letting you know, I might not be.
But like, also as true, but as somebody like people that, because I show up 15 minutes before my spot, like I'm not just here. I'm here so nobody else is stressed. So if I'm not here at my 15 minutes before my spot time, that's unusual. So I give people almost a heads up for what is the first time that I ever look irresponsible because of the subway. So it's like, are you stressing them out? No, you're just letting them know I'm not being as responsible as I was before because of the subway.
Yes. Yeah, you're totally my sort of person. Like, I appreciate when anybody's like, I'm running like 3 minutes late. I'm like, I want to know. I want to know that you're running 3 minutes late. That's great.
Especially because like for us, like we've known each other so long that if I show up on time, you're like, are you mad at me? Like, what?
Yes.
Done.
I was going to add more, but it's like, what I was going to add, like we've already gone past and it's not worth going back.
Yeah, don't go back.
Okay.
I'm at like, I can't discuss it on here, but I'm at like a level 10 angry about work right now. And I vented to my manager. I vented to Evan. I was this close to calling you up being like, I might need to vent to you, but I think I'm.
I love that I have at least a two-person buffer before it gets to me.
One, it involves my manager. No, it's not her fault, but like it involves my manager. And then two, like Evan had just called and I was like, call him back. We're you're good. I'm back. but I would like you would have. Yeah, you definitely you would have. You got you had people protect you from full. And I thought I was over, you know, when you're so angry, you start crying. I was like, oh, I haven't done that in a while. Maybe like I've matured out of it. No,
you thought you therapied out of that. Nope.
I thought I therapied out of it and I did not. I was like, I'm so mad.
It does feel like a 7-year-old's feelings. It's just like, you don't know, and it's so overwhelming. You don't know what to do. So you cry, but it's still there.
I am. You know what's so funny? When I was a teenager, because my mom used to throw stuff, I would get so angry. I would throw my Beanie Babies against the wall because it was like a thing I saw my mom do, not with Beanie Babies. But I was like, it was like a responsible, immature way of hand, and I would throw things. And that's where I was. I like wanted to throw things. Like I haven't felt that level of like, and I think that's why I like working out is like, it's like, you're picking stuff up that's too heavy and you know you're moving and like I think like my mom's gonna start doing boxing and I was like you should that is for you mom but like I was like I want to hurt a wall or a person and neither of those are gonna help me in this situation.
Yeah, there's something really satisfying about throwing something. I've only done it once or twice. Because I think I threw a moose bottle at my
What's
bedroom
a moose
wall.
bottle?
Moose, just moose.
Oh, moose, like hair moose.
A canister. Yeah. A moose bottle. You know, it's got antlers.
Yeah, I truly was. I was like, ooh, so Midwestern of you.
Yeah. I remember the dent and I remember the sound it made and I remember how satisfying it was. And I was like, I liked that too much. You know, but you gotta reel that in.
Yeah, I know. I didn't throw anything. I called. I was responsible.
I can't wait to find out what has pissed you off so much.
Oh, you'll be so 100% on my side. It's insane.
Okay.
I wrote a nasty email. Like I'm just like,
did you send it?
Oh, I sent it. I sent it because I don't care. I just what's like in my mind. I'm like, what's the result? I'm continue to be in the situation I'm already in. Like I just don't. You get to a point where you're like, I just don't. I know I'm right, and I probably could have said it more maturely, but like I just don't care anymore.
Okay. Yeah.
So I want to let everybody know if you're feeling an angry energy in this podcast, it's real. It's you're not you're like Liz seems angry. Oh, she is.
Yeah,
Liz is very angry.
$100 Patreon, you can read the email.
To whom it may concern.
$300, like, she'll send you one.
I read a good nasty email. Like, yeah. I mean,
oh, I bet. I would pay $300 to read it. Yeah. Like, if I knew, if I didn't think I was going to get to hear it after this. Yeah.
Could you imagine that's part of the Patreon? I CC you, I BCC you, and all my fucking nasty.
That's such a good idea. You get BCC'd anytime Liz goes off on someone.
Or you get to be like I'm like yelling at somebody on the street and I'm like, oh god, I have to call my Patreons, and I'm just like telling off somebody that took a parking spot. They're like, thank you for that, this is front row, I appreciate it. Oh, it's funny too because it's like I mean I do feel like I can handle, like I understand it's happening. Like my friend Nitika called me up like super upset. And as I was talking to her, I was like, you're handling it well. She's like, I'm not. I'm like, you are though. And it's like, and I've known her for like almost 20 years. So it's like, I can truly see the progression of like not handling something well to how she's like having self-awareness and preventing herself from setting things on fire. So it's like, if I can self-soothe myself and talk to myself the way I talk.
Picture her like with like in a chokehold, like holding somebody with a chokehold, and you're like, you're handling it really well. She's like, I don't think I am.
Yeah. I'm like, he's still breathing. Yeah. I feel he still has breath inside him. You haven't killed him.
Yeah, he's still beige. He's not purple yet. You're good.
Yeah. You will be going to jail. But like I can see my growth in handling my anger, but you know how it is. You're just still uncomfortable with the feeling, and you feel like you should just be able to be like, that sucks, and like, do 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 do. I've never do to do dude anything.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that would be a superhuman quality. I think you could still be angry. It's just the amount of time it takes you to get over it, maybe.
Yeah.
I went to see the new Banksy. There's a new Banksy.
I know you texted me. I'm so excited.
Yeah, I took pictures for you.
Thank you.
I'm also gonna put them on Instagram because I'm basic. Like everyone's gonna. I don't
How
know if
so?
like, huh?
Does it get confirmed? Like, I guess I don't
He
fully
confirmed
know
it.
the.
Like they were like, that looks like a Banksy, and then he confirmed it on his Instagram.
Understood. Okay, so he fact checks his own
What I
work.
like about it, and this is how jaded renters are in London, they interviewed a girl whose apartment building it was on the side of, and she was like, yeah, well, that's my rent going up.
That's like truly how I feel when like a celebrity comic like drops by at the Cellar and I'm like, cool, I'm gonna get bumped. Probably not gonna go up. Cool. I left the house. I showered for nothing.
Oh man,
Do they
that's
put
a
plastic, like in New York, they put like plexiglass on top of it so people don't graffiti on top of it? Do they
no,
do
and it's
that?
already been graffitied on. So
Shut up. God damn
yeah, somebody threw some white paint on it, and honestly, it kind of goes. But
it. I kind of enhanced it.
I like it. But they put like a chain link fence up, like. But I don't. I mean, who is that going to stop?
Yeah,
That's not gonna.
no.
That makes people want to, go over the fence more. But, they are trying to preserve it instead of. I think the last one he did, where he did it, they were like, "Get rid of it."
Isn't that so, like his trajectory of and I love them. We don't know who they are. The trajectory is just, I don't know. It's so different from how we've treated past artists. You know what I mean? Like the fact that like they are, like property value does go up and people preserve their stuff and everything they do gets talked about, and it's like one of the few artists that I can think of our time that they make something and they, I mean, I don't know how they make money. I have no idea how they make money, but when it comes to at least creative respect and being cherished in the moment, I feel like in their lifetime they are cherished and respected and people are excited when they do something. And it's like how many artists outside of like movies and stuff, like
Well, how many
physical
street
art.
artists does that happen for? Like almost none. Usually when
Yeah.
you do something on the street, people you get arrested.
Yeah.
Like, why does he get £3 million and I get arrested?
And then you have people that are doing knockoffs and blah blah blah, but
Yeah.
I'm at least excited to see the pictures. How far is it from you?
It's a huh?
I guess maybe you don't need to say that on
Yeah,
the
but I
intro.
was gonna avoid that.
Yeah, smart.
It's close enough that I actually went to see it.
Cool.
How far would Maria travel to see a Banksy? Some people
Yeah.
came from like different countries.
Holy shit.
Yeah, I mean, like people are coming from all around. Just had to spice that up. Can't tell from I don't like this on right now.
Okay. While you strip, I'll do announcements.
Yeah, do it.
I'm so excited. I should like we finally oh. Closer to my mic. We finally have like our Europe dates. Like it's in, it's happening. We're doing it.
I know, it's so exciting.
It is so exciting. So I'm gonna list them off so we have all of them. I have the ticket links. Okay, so we have Edinburgh on the 10th, May 10th. Then we're in Dublin, May 11th. We're in London on the 12th. We're in Berlin on the 15th. All of those ticket links are already up. And then Frankfurt is the 16th. I should have the ticket link soon. We part ways on the 17th. I'll be in Heidelberg. This tour for me should just be called mostly Germany.
I know
I
it
have
is,
so
yeah.
it's like it's just like a little bit of Europe, mostly Germany. You go somewhere else on Germany the 17th. I go to Heidelberg. Then we're co-headlining in Luxembourg on the 18th. Then we go to Paris on the 19th. We're in Karlsruhe, Germany.
I love that.
Jersey. Thank you
Carl
so much.
Schuster,
It's
you just turn into like
sure.
this Swedish chef. Carl
Yeah.
Schuster.
Yep. And then Brussels the 21st, Amsterdam the 22nd, Geneva the 23rd, Zurich the 24th, and then I will be in Istanbul on the 26th. So that is our European tour. Like I said, the first like 5 days, the or 4 days plus Luxembourg, is the ticket links are at lizmealy.com. And we'll get everything else up soon. But you can kind of see where it's going to be. I'm still waiting on the show times and the ticket links, but all that should be up by hopefully by the time this podcast comes out. And where else am I going to be? When is this coming out? Oh, Vancouver, Corning, California, San Diego, Los Angeles, Minneapolis, Connecticut, Providence. I'm running around. I'm very busy the next 2 months, and you should come see me live. And then you're running your hour.
Yes. You are. No, I know. I just liked the sound of like all the lists of everything you're doing, and you're running your hour, and I'm like, yep. No, I'm performing in the West End or on the West End. That was a Google, and it's I think it's
like on Long Island
in the West End, because like it's like on Broadway but in the West End. So I'm performing in the West End, supporting Jonathan Pye at the Duke of York's Theater. For I think 8 nights, so it's like April 16th through the 24th, but then we have Monday the 22nd off, and I'm really excited about that. Looking for a dress. I'm
really excited for the day off.
Yeah. And then yes, I'm running my hour May 2nd at the Bill Murray in London, and at 9:45 p.m. And yeah, ticket links are on my website.
Hell yeah, mariashahada.com.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But yeah, follow us. We've gotten some new Patreons. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
We're on all the socials. Putting out clips. Putting out clips. Follow us. Danny's been really good about like putting things.
We're gonna tell you where to put it. Put it there.
I know people are listening, and we're just pointing. But yeah, like, at Two Non Doctors on the things.
Yeah,
I'm a mess. I wanted to do, can we do a let's get personal?
Yeah, of course we can.
Was there one that
I kind of prepared answers for all of them, except for not prepared answers, like I had like one word answers. I'm not sorry. Mm-hmm. Except for what is your fondest memory of high school? I'm like, what? I don't have one. Yeah.
I kind of like the last one.
Do you care about reviews?
Yeah.
All right, let's go for it. Do you? All
right. You know what's so funny? I feel like my secret skill is being able to analyze reviews, because you can't take reviews wholeheartedly, right? You can't just read a review. It's so personal that you actually learn more about the reviewer than the place. Like, you ever like see a one star and you're like, a one star? And then you read it and they're like, I asked for napkins twice. And you're like, what?
Oh, like, yeah.
That's insane. Yeah. This is a business. And because you couldn't get a napkin in a timely manner and you don't understand how busy a waitress is, they got a one star review. So it's like the same with anything from like Amazon to, you know, because there's so much crap on there. Like anything from like buying a product to, a restaurant to a hotel or whatever, I feel like it's, you can't just read the first ones. You have to be able to analyze and know which ones are paid, right? Although more and more websites are showing like this is a pay, like this person was paid to give this review. And what I'm looking for isn't always what the reviewer is looking for, right? Like,
yeah. Well, yeah. It's like you said, because sometimes people are like, I didn't like the package it arrived in, and the person who delivered it smelled like burritos, and you're like, what? That has nothing to do with the product.
And like, they have no control over that. Like, you can be annoyed, but that's not like how, it's like people that review Uber drivers where they're like, I didn't like their music. And you're like, yo, dude, they're trying to feed their family. Put on headphones. That's insane.
There was a lot of traffic on my route. It's like,
You think he's the one that caused it?
Yeah. Well, first of all, when you asked that question, I thought you meant show reviews.
I meant kind of like reviews and everything. Like, because I think they all matter, but I think there's almost like a different way Like restaurant reviews, it would have to be like my butt exploded every time I ate here, and I gave it three
Every
tries.
time I gave it several chances, every time my butt exploded, and it was right
And
when
I'd
I
be
left.
like, yeah, and that's when you're like, you gotta listen, Liz. Don't gloss over this one. Like,
even still, I went.
but it's like, it's like, yeah, exactly. You're like, it was $3. You're taking, but like each thing, whether it's a show, a product, a restaurant, I have my own stipulations of what I'm looking for in a review. And I have to analyze each review with my stipulations, because just somebody giving stars or being like, I liked the burger, that's not helpful.
Yeah. I definitely mostly choose things based on 4.5. I was looking for something on Amazon today. So I was like looking for something that 4.5 stars, because 5 is just an impossibility. Yeah. 4.5 stars, thousands of reviews. That's all I look for. And I'm sure maybe that's problematic, but like, it just kind of like, it's a shorthand to, unless it's something that's a bigger purchase or I really, really care. I just, what was I buying? Because it was like, I think smart bulbs. So it doesn't matter. Do you know what I mean? So
it's so funny, because like with Amazon products, I feel like I'm like, I should teach a class. Like, I feel like really confident about, like, you always go to the fourth page. Everything on the first couple of pages is trash.
Why?
Because it's either paid people. So that's the other thing. When there are thousands of reviews, it's almost automatically paid. There's a lot of paid people, right? Because how many times as a normal person have you bought something and felt the impulse to write, I love these bulbs? This, you know what I mean? It's like dads and like people being paid. Like, that's it. You know what I mean? And if I'm reading you and you sound like a 22-year-old girl, you got paid. Like,
yeah.
We're like, these are the best bulbs I've ever had. I've been looking for bulbs for 15 years, and these are the bulbs. These bulbs, I told all my girlfriends about these bulbs. Like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
So it's just like uber positive reviews of boring things. You're just a little bit like, why?
Why do you care this much? What's going on?
Why, do you,
why are you so do, bored?
Yeah. Like, what? Like, most people write reviews out of anger, right? And so even those can't be trusted, because like you said, it's just like, he smelled like burritos, and you're just like, hey man, like I can't control these people. But like, and then the other thing is like seeing people get back to it. So like if they actually really care about their product and it is a real review, somebody might be like, this arrived 2 weeks late and I am so pissed. And then, you know, whatever the product is, we'll be like, we are so sorry. Can you send us your order number and we'll see what we can do to give you like a shipping reimbursement or some shit.
I love when the person getting back to them is equally a dick. There was an eyebrow place. I was looking at the reviews and like somebody would leave like a shitty review and they were like, well, you know, you were 15 minutes late for your appointment, so it did lessen the amount of time. Like, that would even been too legitimate. I can't remember what was the guy who said, but like, yeah. Attitude was given right back to the people. There was no like trying to mitigate or like,
like customer service forward.
It's like, you ever think that maybe you're a piece of shit? You ever think that?
But that's half the bad reviews. You're like, you're wrong. Like, I can't tell you how many times I've read a bad review and I'm like, you're a psychopath. And I hope for this establishment, you never come back.
Those like, are the people that I go to their profile and see what else they've reviewed, because it's so fun. It's so fun. They're just angry at everything. And you can follow them through their life a bit. I love reviews. I like to follow certain people and just be like, man, Mandy, you're a lonely woman.
The best review I ever saw, and we might even talked about, because I think it was when I moved, I was looking for a trash can recycle container together, right? I was looking for a good, like, we're talking about not plastic, nice, got a good foot pedal. This is how lonely sad I was. I spent days looking for the perfect trash can. Just so we're clear, Emily stayed with me and my boyfriend was over and they both were like, we hate your trash can. And I was like, I'm a person who lives by themselves. It's the perfect size trash can for me.
Wait, was that the one you spent days looking for? Or is it since they've complained, you're now looking for a better one?
No, it's the original one. So I bought a trash can 2 years ago that I am happy with, proud of myself.
Yeah.
Felt like I did due diligence. And now I have people in my life that are questioning my purchasing power. And I'm not okay with it. And I'm
well,
upset.
I mean, that trash can is like you throw a bag of popcorn away and it's full.
That's what everybody said. My brothers complained. My sisters complained. My boyfriends complained. And I was like, I live alone. Don't come over. Don't come over. Don't come over with your trash. Like, I don't know what to tell you. It's fine for me. And I love my trash can. I will say this, because it is a combo. It's like a normal size trash can. And then, of course, inside, it's a combo recycling, whatever. And now that I have two cats, the recycling does fill up very fast with cans, because it's 4 cans a day. And it's
impractical. Like, you're not a lonely girl anymore.
I'm not
you
need lonely.
The trash bin to... what are you
regardless
looking at? Why'd you look behind you? What was that?
Well, because there's one cat sleeping on a box there, and then I thought Ghost was behind me, but he's...
And Ghost is their other cat.
Yeah.
Not a ghost.
But not a ghost. I thought it was a ghost behind me, but it was... I mean, there's nothing there.
Psychotic.
So
you're like...
I'm fine. I'm doing this podcast because I want to.
A little ghost gun. Just
But I was looking up trash cans for days, which is probably the saddest statement I've ever made. Reading constant reviews, because I was like, I'm going to pick the... That's the other thing, is I've never paid more than, what, $10 for a trash can. And these trash cans are like $80, $100. And because it's a combo, good foot pedal, metal. Anyway, I'm reading these reviews and I'm having the best time. I remember it so clearly. This woman, I took a screenshot. I sent it to so many people. This woman was like, I thought this was American. It wasn't. Made in China. I was lied to. I thought it was going to be an American-made hard steel trash can. It's flimsy. I'm calling China. Like, it was like, it was just all over the place. And it was just, it was like, and then, okay, so anyway, she writes this whole review, like, shitting on both the fact that it's an American and it was made in China. And at the end, she's like, it's a pretty good trash can, though. like, it's a chunky paragraph of, like, crazy, like, you know, American propaganda. And then at the end, she's like, it's a pretty good trash can. 3 stars. But, like, I don't know. It was like, and maybe it was a different time, right? It was during the pandemic. I had a lot of time to read many reviews, but I think that's where my skill set came from, is like, I don't have a lot of money. I have a lot of time. I'm going to use my purchasing power to really like lean in and get to know these review. The type of people that review aren't reliable narrators. That's the biggest issue.
I know, but if we're looking for the notes behind the notes, and when you read somebody's review and it's so like angry or nuanced, and you're just like, oh, this person's going through a divorce, probably. I can't see why else.
They're buying a trash can because he left her.
Yeah.
And she hasn't bought a trash can in 20 years.
Yeah. My favorite's like movie reviews, like from like people and not critics, but they all think they're critics.
Is this like on like Rotten Tomatoes? I feel like Rotten Tomatoes is the only place I read
stuff like that. Yeah. Like there's like Rotten Tomatoes, IMDb, but I think Rotten Tomatoes might be where all the people, but they always just try to sound like a film critic that's being paid. They're like, it was, Gwyneth Paltrow was a force and this was her opus, or, you know, they just, what are you fucking talking about?
But did you like the movie? That's all we care about. And like, what I do like about Rotten Tomatoes is I feel like their audience meter of like, is this watchable? I don't care if it's high art or whatever. I'm eating popcorn and I'm by myself. I just want to know if I can lose myself in a movie for an hour and a half. But like, it feels like the positive reviews are like what you said. It's like these, like, I'm like trying to prove to somebody they're a great writer. And the negative ones are like, this was shit. Everyone's shit.
So like, I love reading the negative ones. They make me laugh. Like, just people are just so mean, and it's so funny. I wish I would have known that this was about not show. I'm so self-centered that I thought you meant like show reviews, like at Edinburgh. I would have looked up more reviews to give like actual examples of like people just being complete assholes or ridiculous. Like I think I could have done so much fun research for this one.
Okay, well, maybe this could be like a follow-up one where we just read our favorite reviews.
Yeah, maybe we'll end every episode with a review we love, like whether it's positive or negative.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, not of
Yeah.
us.
Not of us. Not of
You know,
us.
you can leave a
Or you
nice
can.
review
You
and
could
we'll
leave a
read
nice
that.
review. I had one on my own book. So I think it was on Amazon. And so, like, keep in mind, like, the first group of people that bought my book are people that are my fans, right?
Yeah.
And then it did pretty well in the like humorous books about animals. It was like very specific categories, like humorous books about cats and some dogs. Like it was like that specific. It was like so ridiculous. And I got pretty high on that list and people saw it. And I got people that found my book that didn't know about my comedy. And it's so weird between being a comedian that writes stuff and then puts it online. And of course, again, your fans see it. And then if the video does well, people outside of you see it. So it's like your fans are like, so funny, love your style. And then it goes outside your fan base and they're like, who is this loud bitch thinks she is? And you're like, what? What?
I just write about cats.
You. So the same thing with my book. It was like some lady that was like, yeah, I know all this shit. Why is this a book? And I was like, oh my God. Did I force this woman to buy my book? She was like so much. She was like, nothing about this is new and I don't need a humorous version of it. It was like something like that. And I was like,
All right.
okay.
Give
And
it
I
to a
was
cat lover in your life. Like,
dude, turn it into fucking firewood. I'm so sorry you took a chance on my silly book. Dude, it has like a cartoon cat on it. Who's this?
it
What
has a
did
cartoon cat anus on it. What did you think it was?
you? Every page number is a butthole, is my selling point. That's what I tell people. Every page number is a butthole.
Yeah.
Dude, these people are wild. But yeah, I don't know. But I've also read reviews where I was like, I want to be friends with that person. Like,
Yeah.
legit, like, yo, you're a good time. Like, you might be drunk when you wrote this, but you're a good time.
Yeah. Yeah. I think everybody wants to be that. They want to be like recognized for, oh, I don't know. I've left some reviews myself. I try to leave nice ones. I can't bear to leave bad reviews for like businesses that are mom and pop or people just trying
Oh,
to make it.
yeah.
And I can't do it. Even like I had the worst eyebrow experience. I hear me. But I mean, like, 'cause I had just had like some sensitive like work done, like microneedling done on my face. So I was like, don't, it was, she was waxing my eyebrows. I was like, don't go above, just underneath. And she was chewing gum in my face.
Oh,
Like
God.
just 'cause I think she had just had a cigarette. I would rather smell the smoke. Please don't chew gum. So I was like, I'm sorry, chewing gum. And she said, she just nodded. And I was like, would you mind not chewing gum? And then she just nodded again, but didn't spit it out, but just stopped chewing, which isn't a solution because you'll inevitably start chewing again because you've forgotten and you have no idea what it does to me mentally. And so,
So you have like rage eyebrows, you're just like trying to hold it all in. And you're like, I
yeah.
don't know why
Just like, And then I was like, can I tell you how I want them? She's like, no, I'll just clean it up. And then she did do the top part. She didn't even listen to me about that. But she had like po gave me like this little pointy part on the inside of my eyebrows. It was so
Oh.
ugly. Like more than anything I
No.
could ever imagine happening to
Girl,
my eyebrows.
this is my face. This is my
Right.
face.
And
And these are,
just
and
listen
for
to me
how,
for a second.
yeah, it's just, I hate, for how affordable eyebrows are, for somebody to fuck it up is like a level 10 anger.
And especially when it wasn't, you didn't have to, because I could have just told you what I wanted. Like, I could have, that's it. And then I went to my regular eyebrow girl after that, and she was like, what the fuck happened to your face? She was like, you cheated on me.
You're like, I'm sorry, she was 2 pounds less. I'll never do it again.
were out of
But
town, you were in Dubai.
isn't it like specifically with eyebrows? It's like, I think for me, it's $8. And it's almost like I like my eyebrow person. She's great. But like the amount of damage they could do with $8, you're just like,
Yeah.
no. It's,
Yeah.
they don't grow that fast.
No, they don't. And yeah, and like your eyebrows do, like there's a lot going on. There's a lot more than anyone could ever imagine who doesn't do their eyebrows. Like you don't know
You don't even know.
the trauma. Yeah, but I couldn't leave her a bad review because I just, it's too obvious it was me. No,
you show pictures. You know when people leave pictures and it's, you're just like, you're like, there's like arrows. I'm trying to think. I mostly leave reviews when I'm asked. Like a business will be like, "Hey, could you like it would really help us?" And I'd be like, you know, as somebody that goes like, subscribe. I get it. So it's like I'll do that. And then sometimes you have such like a wildly great experience that you're just like, where is your like I went to a antique store in Vegas, found this thing. My sister was like, and I sent it to my sister because I was like, isn't this cool? And she's like, I want it. And I was like, what? And I was like, okay. And so now I'm buying it and I have to send it. And they helped like package it. They like did ev like she went like above and beyond to make sure it was safe so that I could mail it to my sister. And I was like, I mean, I hadn't even left the store and I was like leaving them a Google review. Like they just like, how often does anybody care about anything? Let alone, you know what I mean? Like I was like kind of being like, I want to get it, but like, do you have like a box? And she's like, I got you. And she like went upstairs. She was like, like a mad scientist with like bubble wrap. Like it was awesome. And it's like, yeah, that makes me want to leave a review. But I don't know.
She like takes it
I
herself to your sister's.
yeah. She's like, I'll drive. It's only 4 hours. I'll drive it. But I think I think I'm the same way where it's just like, I'm just not gonna ruin someone's business for what could have been a bad day. Or like, now, if you go and you could see everybody who's like, never again, I haven't had eyebrows in 3 years because of this lady. Like, it's like, yeah, maybe let's save people's face.
Yeah. But that is where it's just like, well, if I would have left a bad review, maybe I'll save someone else's face.
Yeah.
Like I won't because of like I don't want to ruin someone's life, but like
Yeah.
but maybe they get better and everyone's happy. You know
Yeah,
what I
yeah.
mean? Like
Or you get that sassy response that was just like, maybe you have shitty eyebrows. Like, and you're like,
if I
what?
want to chew gum, I will chew gum.
You're lucky I didn't use it as wax. Like, you go back and you're like, what? It's sticky.
Like big league chew on my eyebrows.
Yeah, why does it smell like bubble gum? Okay. I think we did something here. We
Yeah.
did some things.
Are we done? You sick of me?
Yeah. No, I'm not sick. I'm never sick of you.
No, I want to hear about this email. All right, let's go.
Yeah. All right. Bye, guys. We appreciate you.
See you next week. Thank you. Bye.